Kamunatira Banachari Jaya Radha Madhava Punya Vihari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunya Vihari Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Krishna Hare Krishna Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Chila, Prabhupada. Jaya Gaura Nitai, Gaura Nitai, Gaura Nitai, Jaya Gaura Nitai. Jaya Radha Madan Mohan, Radha Madan Mohan, Radha Madan Mohan, Siddhartha. Translation. Elevated Mahatmas who have taken shelter of the lotus feet of the Supreme Personality of Godhead are fully satiated by the shade of those lotus feet. Their consciousness cannot possibly become attached to family members. This verse appears in the chapter The Activities of Maharaj Priyavrata, where an ascetic person who was meditating took to family life. And it is a very, Parikshit Maharaj is very amazed about this and talks here in his voice that the devotees are certainly liberated persons, therefore O Shukadev Goswami, they cannot possibly be absorbed in family affairs. And he says, O great Brahmana, this is my great doubt. How is it possible for a person like King Priyavrata, who was so attached to wife, children and home, to achieve the topmost infallible perfection in Krishna consciousness? Hare Krishna, herzlich willkommen. Purport, Srila Narottam Das Thakur has sung, Nitai Pada Kamala Koti Chandra Shushitala Ye Chayaya Jakata Judaya. He describes the shade of the lotus feet of Lord Nityananda as being so nice and cooling that all materialists who are always in the blazing fire of material activities may come under the shade of his lotus feet and be fully relieved and satiated. The distinction between family life and spiritual life can be experienced by any person who has undergone the tribulations of living with a family. One who comes under the shelter of the lotus feet of the Lord never becomes attracted by the activities of family life. As stated in Bhagavad Gita, Param drishtva nivartante. One gives up lower engagements when he experiences a higher taste. Thus, one becomes detached from family life as soon as he comes under the shelter of the lotus feet of the Lord. Do you realize what is going on here? Prabhupada speaks against material attachments very intensely. Let us patiently hear what he will say now. I think as the Hare Krishna movement is struggling to find its place for its members, this is a text which deserves utmost concentration. I think those of you who are not reading regularly Prabhupada's books are even feeling, whew, amazing. I didn't know that Prabhupada could write such a thing, because we all are thinking of family life very much and stabilizing our position. And here we find that this seems to be an obstacle. That's a very interesting, and I sometimes must admit to you that when I read such a text, my first reaction is, did I see this correctly? Yes, but it says, if we study the text, one who comes under the shelter of the lotus feet of the Lord never becomes attracted by the activities of family life. And it said he gives up the lower engagements because he experiences a higher taste. Thus one becomes detached from family life as soon as he comes under the shelter of the lotus feet of the Lord. It is a sobering statement, and obviously we now must be very careful that we understand Prabhupada now correctly. What is he saying? What is his views? What are his things? It's very important for devotees who are practicing spiritual life that their intelligence is in tune with the acharya of the system in which they are practicing their spiritual activities. So we really need to study this now and find out, because it seems to be so absolutely different than what most people think and what also is going on in the Hare Krishna movement in the year 2006. So we really need to know. This is an important morning for us. We need to find this out now. We cannot rest now. This is now, we are highly alarmed. We are challenged in what we know. We must see what is coming. So the king continued, it's Parikshit Maharaj, who just could not understand, how is this great personality who was meditating, he went into, he changed from the Brahmachari ashram into a Grihastha life, and but how now can he possibly achieve the topmost infallible perfection of Krishna consciousness? He seems in a disadvantaged position. King Parikshit wondered how a person so attached to wife, children and home could become so perfectly Krishna conscious. Prahlad Maharaj has said, Mati na Krishne parato svatova mito bipadyeta grihavratanam. A grihavrata, one who has taken a vow to execute family duties, has no chance to become Krishna conscious. This is because most grihavratas are guided by sense gratification and therefore gradually glide down to the darkest regions of material existence. Adanta gobhir vishatang tamishram. How can they possibly become perfect in Krishna consciousness? Maharaj Parikshit asked Shukadev Goswami to resolve this great doubt. So, now is a very nice and very remarkable purport which the Prabhupada will shed lights on this issue. A question which we, the followers of Srila Prabhupada, have very, very often contemplated. A question which has brought us intense pains at times, and a question which brought us also intense, I would say, your joy at times. I mean, this is an important issue, and we will now read Shukadev Goswami's answer and his Prabhupada's purport and so on. What you have said, Shukadev Goswami answers, is correct. The glories of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is praised in eloquent, transcendental verses by such exalted personalities as Brahma, are very pleasing to great devotees and liberated persons. One who is attached to the nectarian honey of the Lord's lotus feet, and whose mind is always absorbed in his glories, may sometimes be checked by some impediment, but he still never gives up the exalted position he has acquired. Purport. Sri Shukadev Goswami accepted both of the Krishna, of the king's propositions, that a person who is advanced in Krishna consciousness cannot embrace materialistic life again. This was the first proposition. An advanced person cannot go back to material life. And the second is, one who has embraced materialistic life cannot take up Krishna consciousness at any stage of his existence. Now, although accepting both these statements, Shukadev Goswami qualified them, qualified here means ins rechte, er hat sie ins rechte Licht gerückt, diese beiden Aussagen, by saying that a person who has once absorbed his mind in the glories of the Supreme Personality of Godhead may sometimes be influenced by impediments, but he still does not give up his exalted devotional position. According to Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, there are two kinds of impediments to devotional service. The first is a lack of sufficient prasadam. Oh, sorry, I spaced out. The first impediment is an offense at the lotus feet of a Vaishnav. This is called Vaishnav Aparad. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu warned his devotees not to commit Vaishnav Aparad, which he described as the mad elephant offense. When a mad elephant enters a beautiful garden, it destroys everything, leaving a barren field. Similarly, the power of Vaishnav Aparad is so great that even an advanced devotee becomes almost devoid of his spiritual assets if he commits it. Since Krishna consciousness is eternal, it cannot be destroyed altogether, but advancement may be checked for the time being. Thus, Vaishnav Aparad is one kind of impediment to devotional service. Sometimes, however, the Supreme Personality of Godhead or his devotee desires to impede one's devotional service. Krishna desires that there is an impediment, or the devotee desire this. For example, now this is a very thought-provoking purport. Hiranyakashipu and Hiranyaksha were formerly Jai and Vijay, the gatekeepers in Vaikuntha. But by the desire of the Lord, they became his enemies for three lives. Thus, the desire of the Lord is another kind of impediment. Hare Krishna. But in both cases, the pure devotee, once advanced in Krishna consciousness, cannot be lost. Following the orders of his superiors, Svayambhuva and Lord Brahma, Priyavrata accepted family life, but this did not mean he lost his position in devotional service. Krishna consciousness is perfect and eternal, and therefore it cannot be lost under any circumstances. Because the material world is full of obstructions to advancement in Krishna consciousness, there may appear to be many impediments. Yet Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, declares in Bhagavad Gita, Kaunteya pratijanani name bhakta pranashyati. Once one has taken shelter at the lotus feet of the Lord, he cannot be lost. In this verse, the word Shivataman is very significant. Shivataman means the most auspicious. The devotional path is so auspicious that a devotee cannot be lost under any circumstances. Shivatama. This is described in the Srimad Bhagavad Gita by the Lord Himself. Pata naivehana mutra vinashastasya vidyate. My dear Arjuna, for a devotee there is no question of being lost, either in this life or in the next. In Bhagavad Gita, the Lord clearly explains how this is so. Tatratang butisham yogam labhate purvadehikam yatate chatato bhuya sangsido kurunandana. By the order of the Lord, a perfect devotee sometimes comes to this material world like an ordinary human being. Because of his previous practice, such a perfect devotee naturally becomes attached to devotional service, apparently without cause. Despite all kinds of impediments due to surrounding circumstances, he automatically perseveres in devotional service and gradually advances until he once again becomes perfect. Bilva Mangala Thakur had been an advanced devotee in his previous life, but in his next life he became greatly fallen and was attached to a prostitute. Suddenly, however, his entire behavior was changed by the words of the very prostitute who had so much attracted him, and he became a great devotee. In the lives of exalted devotees, there are many such instances, proving that once one has taken to the shelter of the lotus feet of the Lord, he cannot be lost. Kaunteya pratijanihi name bhakta pranashyati. The fact is, however, that one becomes a devotee when he is completely free from all reactions to sinful life, as Krishna states in Bhagavad Gita. Having read so much in Prabhupada's books, I know what is in Prabhupada's mood as he now goes into this. Prabhupada has said, on the one hand, that if you have once taken shelter at the lotus feet of the Lord, you cannot be lost, because that's an eternal fact. But now, in Prabhupada's mind, a great necessity has developed. He wants to make sure that this mercy of the Lord should not be exploited by devotees who think, well, okay, I cannot be lost. I can now behave in unacceptable ways which are against the guidelines of spiritual life. So he says, no, a devotee must uh, must be free from sinful life. And here he gives a verse now, famous verse. Yesham dvantagatam papam jananam punyakarmanam te dvantvamuhanir mukta bhajante mangdrita vrata. Persons who have acted piously in previous lives and in this life, whose sinful actions are completely eradicated, and who are freed from the duality of illusion, engage themselves in my service with determination. On the other hand, as Prahlad Maharaj said, now come the group of people who cannot take in shelter and devotional service. Matina Krishna parato svatova mito bipadyeta grihavratanam. A person who is too attached to materialistic family life, home, family, wife, children, and so on, cannot develop Krishna consciousness. These apparent contradictions are resolved in the life of a devotee by the grace of the Supreme Lord, and therefore a devotee is never bereft of his position on the path of liberation, which is described in this verse as Shivatamang Padavim. Hare Krishna. I'm so happy that this verse was here. I did read, I believe, parts of this purport earlier, but it's very nice. The Bhagavatam and also the beautiful purports of Srila Prabhupada, who follows really the purports of the predecessor acharyas like Sridhar Swami and Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, particularly these two. Sometimes Veera Raghava Acharya also. The beauty of the Bhagavatam is that it very clearly puts before our eyes the priorities of spiritual life, that is loving devotional service to Krishna. Reading the Bhagavatam and then entering the secrets of the texts through the purports of Srila Prabhupada and the previous acharyas really is sometimes a revelation which is almost it is awakening us. The husband of Sachi Devi talked to me and said, just with great happiness, and his eyes were sparkling with excitement, and there was water in his eyes from being moved so much. He said, we never learned this in India. We thought we worship the gods for material profit, but this whole idea of pleasing the Lord, giving him love, bhakti, this is a new concept for most of us. But it feels so good. It feels so good and so right. And he was very, very appreciative of this experience, and I can guarantee you he will now think very deeply from morning to evening about the experiences. This is a great strength of the Bhagavad philosophy. Now, for those who are practicing Krishna consciousness, who are, in other words, not just visiting for a festival, but who either live in temples or who are very, very, very actively involved in the mission, they know this, it's in their blood, and they feel, does this exclude situating myself and in the world and Varnashram and so on, and they sometimes I've seen older devotees who are now thinking very much of finding means of income so that their children can be properly supplied with warm, good prasadam and good clothing and so on and so forth. And they have problems with this exclusive devotee thing. But please, there is no problem. If you continue to read through the Bhagavatam, you will understand, you will see how so in all circumstances the point which the Bhagavatam makes is glorify Krishna and hear Krishna. This is Krishna's glory. This is what the Bhagavatam really wants to tell us. The Bhagavatam does not want to tell us in what situations in ashrams we should situate ourselves. There is even a statement, Jnane prayasam uba uba namanta eva. Jnane prayasam durudu jnananta eva. It says, Shruti gane stitam. Stay in your situation, family life or whatever, but hear about Krishna. It's not against family life. It is for developing attachment Krishna, and it is against developing attachments to material life. This is the message of the Bhagavatam. Because if you keep on a materialistic life, this is not conducive to Krishna consciousness. But if you develop your attachment to Krishna, you will become very advanced. Now, developing the attachment for Krishna, this is a special angle which the Gaudiya Vaishnavas take in the Bhagavatam, is possible by the mercy, or as it is said here, by taking shelter under the cooling shade of the lotus feet of Nityananda. Nityananda, as we have heard a few days ago, is the brother of God. He's the brother of God, means he's God also. And he is coming in a particular form in this world as the particular tattva. That's the guru tattva, who makes the connection between the fallen living entities and the supreme personality of Godhead. And I wanted to tell you today a story which particularly has influenced my life, a story of Lord Nityananda, how he granted shelter to even the most fallen and dangerous snake. Hare Krishna. Listen very carefully. For those of you who are interested in nectar, it will simultaneously explain to you why Lord Nityananda has one earring and not two earrings. So, those who are philosophically minded can hear the Leela in one mind. Those who are like me, nectar minded, they will hear an answer why Lord Nityananda has one earring and not two. On one of our visits to Ekachakra, our driver G, we have a very nice driver G in Mayapur. Gaurahari remembers him. Kashinath, oh Kashinath. Kashinath is driving us everywhere. And he's singing Hare Krishna. When we are in the car and we come from the airport and we forget to sing Hare Krishna on the road to Mayapur, Kashinath always is there and he lovingly takes care of us. He says, Kirtan? Kirtan? Oh, yes, thank you. Then we get the cards out and we do Kirtan. We all, including our driver, sing very loudly and very energetically with open windows so that that there's a nice fresh breeze in the car because we sing so enthusiastically. Kashinath said, today, Maharaj, I'm full responsibility. He doesn't speak Oxford English, but Bengali English. I'm full responsibility. Theatre Yatra, me theatre guide. You understood? He wants to be now our kirtan guide, our theatre means pilgrim's guide. So we say, okay, Kashinath, we trust you. We get in the jeep, we drive through the beautiful landscape of Ekachakra, then he takes us 6 kilometers away to a place which is so extremely mystical. You enter a little temple and you see a big stone which seems to move like a human brain. It's clearly moving, changing, and you see on the stone an offering of food. Kashinath, what is this? Mercy, mercy, Maharaj. How is it mercy, Kashinath? And he, because his English is very Bengali English, can only explain mostly in Bengali, and we can mostly not understand. So I have asked other devotees, and here is this amazing pastime of Lord Nityananda. I think you all know, when the Pandavas were in exile, they spent some time in Ekachakra. Now, during this time, when they were there, there was a terrible man-eating demon in the neighborhood of Ekachakra, who would come into the village and hunt people and eat them. And the villagers therefore made a truce, ein Pakt, eine Vereinbarung, an agreement, I think you would say in English, that they would voluntarily choose every day one of them to give, to go as a human sacrifice, so that they didn't constantly have to live in fear that this demon would just come, you know, how can you live when you always, you know. It must have been a big village. So I heard once a day, once I heard once a month, but whatever it is. So the day before, or I think a few days before, the herald of the village would go around the village and declare whose term it was. It was some selection was done, you know, a Losverfahren, we say in German. And one day he came stop before the house of where the Pandavas stayed and declared it was the turn of the host of the Pandavas to go next morning. Four of the Pandavas brothers were begging, you know, were out at that time, taking care of the food situation. Only Bhimasena was staying with his mother Kunti in that house when the drums were rolling. Villagers here, this qualified Brahmana has to go tomorrow. The family of the Brahmana cried, and the son said, no, I go, father. But the father said, no, you will live after me and take care of the family. I will go. And Kunti heard them crying and went, but what is the problem? May I know? Ah, nothing, nothing, nothing. It's just some... And the family cried. They didn't want to say, because they didn't want to bother the mother of these five exalted persons who stayed in their house. But Kunti found out and he said, don't worry. My son Bhima is very strong. He will go. He said, since he said to Bhima, Bhima, you please go. The agreement is there's a bullock cart with food. This is supposed to be given to the demon, and he's a man-eating demon. He is accustomed to eat also the driver of that bullock cart. You go. Wonderful, mother, wonderful. Thank you. Bhima paid his most respectful obeisances to Kunti and the Brahmana, thinking his life was, this day was a success. On the way, he sufficiently ate what was on the cart until he finally arrived before the abode of the demon. And the demon was extremely angry that this driver, who was, so to say, the cherry on the cake, that is the best part of the feast, had eaten the feast. It was all now digesting. He was very angry and he ran towards Bhima. Bhima just laughed and continued to eat. And, you know, he was very strong. You want to fight with me? Just wait a little. Wait, patience, patience. I'm eating. Then he jumped off the cart, and the rest is history. You know, Bhima is very strong, no problem. The demon was soon left his demoniac body. Now, in Ekachakra village, the Pandavas had returned. They had brought some bhoga with them, and they asked Kunti, where is Bhima? Kunti explained, well, I sent him instead of the our host to finish the demon. Arjuna said, you have sent our brother alone? What if the demon kills him? I heard he's terrible. And Arjuna just ran to a place of hiding, got his bow out, and began to run towards the demon. It was 6 kilometers. Then halfway, after 3 kilometers or so, he was thinking, oh no, my love. What if Bhima, he's alone, and these demons, you never know, they do magical tricks, and he's not so good in magic. He just is good in strong fighting. And while he was running, he took one of the arrows, a terrible arrow, and he said, you said the mantra, they said, you find the demon and you go into his heart. And he placed the thing, and then he went by the chatty into Ishan. He aimed, and over 3 kilometers, he sent the arrows. The arrow went, and when he came, he saw Bhima finishing the meal, and the demon was dead on the floor. Now, this was a problem. It was a severe problem. The powerful personality, a snake personality, had been evoked. The snake was there. Snake from here to Sebastian and Oxana. Such a big snake. It was drawing. It was glittering. I'm very hungry. Bhima went like... He knew this is the arrow of his brother. What will you give me? Arjuna came and said, oh no. Bhima, you killed him. But my arrow has to eat. That was a severe problem. Arjuna said, well, you please go into a cave and you stay there, and anyone who comes close to you, cows, humans, you may eat. So from that time on, you know, there was nothing else to be done. This is a powerful weapon. You know, when you play with fire, once fire is out, it will want to eat something. This is not some nice stories which we tell each other because we have nothing better to tell. This is dangerous, a very dangerous, acute thing, you know. And he needed to eat. And of course, Arjuna didn't want that cows and humans are eaten, but something had to be done with this magical thing, you know. So he said, most probably people will not come by this place. So the snake personality lived, the personality of the arrow lived in this forest. And anyone, mostly he was starving because, everyone know, but sometimes a kshatriya would try his luck to kill the snake, but they were all taken by the magical force of the thing, and in this way they lived. Now, the snake lived up to Lord Nityananda's times, from the Pandava times up to Lord Nityananda's time. Then Lord Nityananda got to know about it, and he came to the dwelling of the snake. He took on his form, big form of Lord Nityananda. He must have come when he was a child, but you know, these are divine personalities, so he took on the big form of Lord Nityananda. And he said, I have heard that you eat cows and human beings, and that this place is not safe. What do you have to say? At this moment, a terrible smell came. Then a huge monster snake came out. And because Lord Nityananda is also Nagaraj, the snake immediately was recognizing his lord, and he fell down. Sorry, sorry, paid his humble obeisances. I am a cursed being, the snake said. I'm the arrow of Arjuna. I'm very powerful. I was meant to kill many demons, but then Arjuna shot me to save the life of his brother Bhima towards a demon who was killed already. Now I'm in an in-between world. I cannot die. I have to stay. My purpose is not fulfilled. And I have to eat. Nitai, Deva, had mercy. Snake, I will liberate you. You just stay here in the holy dam near Eka Chakra. Then he took his earring, placed it at the entrance of the cave and said, you will not be able to pass this divine kundala of mine. Kundala means earring. But don't worry, you will always get Mahaprasad. I will instruct the villagers to give prasadam to you every day. So the snake became a devotee of Lord Nityananda. It stayed in the safe place, being kept by the blissful earring of Lord Nityananda, and it gets prasadam up to this day. You must go there and see. It's like a moving brain. It's a mystical being who gets prasadam up to a certain time, and then it will go back home, back to Godhead, to Lord Nityananda. Don't come too close, you know. Please give us your mercy, mystical being, we prayed. This is a very wonderful pastime. How even a very afflicted personality, afflicted heißt notleidend in Deutsch, took shelter under the lotus feet of Lord Nityananda. They are so nice and cooling, these lotus feet, that all materialists who are always in the blazing fire of material activities may come under the shade of his lotus feet and be fully relieved and satiated. This is ultimately the teaching of the Bhagavatam. Whatever is your situation, wherever life has placed you, even if you are a mystical being, an arrow being, you must come under the shelter of the lotus feet of the Lord, and that will put you in a protected and also transcendental position. And the process of the Bhagavatam, how to come under the shelter of the Lord, is to hear and hear and hear. This is also what happens during these festivals, and which gives all the devotees so much pleasure. That is, that we come together, that we hear the holy name, we hear the glories of the Lord, we hear it. It's the therapeutic hearing which happens in this way. So wherever you are placed, Grihe Thakur, whether you are a Thakur in the Grihastha Ashram, or Vana Thakur, a person in the forest who has renounced everything, wherever you are, Sada Hari Bole Thakur, chant and hear and so on. Do not cheat yourself out of this great opportunity of the human form of life. How do you say, avoid to hear and chant. Hare Krishna. With this in mind, I have a request to Sachi Devi to make. Sachi Devi, I think this evening we should chant for the pleasure of Radha Madan Mohan. I want to request you to be there and sing. And the Lokadamis who have time, some are maybe engaged in festival activities, could come and sing for the pleasure of Radha Madan Mohan. Is this a good idea? Good, you can inform Damoda also. We would like to hear him play for one bhajan, the Madanga. I think that's a very nice idea, because still some devotees are here. I mean, devotees are here, and we should offer a spiritual program for them. So it's a nice program. You might go to the puja department, find out, tell them that this is the idea, and what are the availability of the deity. When does he close? When does he go to bed? We can also sing a good night song for him, obviously, for Radha Madan Mohan, but just so that you know how to do it. Dobro. So, do you have any questions now? Sebastian? Sebastian, this is obviously a very deep question which requires a scholarly presentation to answer for 1 week. I'm not able to do this here for lack of time, and I would need to prepare the answer a little bit more. I will give you the answer which I have understood. In brief, ultimately, however, we need to be satisfied with understanding that we will not be able to understand this entirely, because this question refers to a situation to which our present intelligence and mind has no access. It's almost like the question of a of little Dino, when Dino would ask his mother, how did I come into the world? And the mother would explain this. Child cannot understand what is, you know, the human family life, or how, you know, the act of conception and so on and so forth. This mother has to give a very simplified answer to this question. But fully, it's beyond the child to fully understand this. So we are in a similar situation. But I will answer so much. It's after looking at all the materials, I am personally convinced that it is a question of relationship. We were not in our fully developed relationship with Krishna. Fully developed relationship with Krishna, what does this mean? That means a relationship in which the rasa of love and these five relationships flow. Still, we did have a relationship with Krishna. Because we are simply his parts. We have the relationship of a part, the angsa, to the complete whole. But at that time of, now it comes time, you know, and our concept of time, that is now the difficulty. We can't understand what eternal time means with our mind, but at that, let us say, at the point where we left Krishna, we left him from a not developed relationship, a pleasing, a dormant relationship, a sleeping relationship. And in that, when that relationship is sleeping, then we are not active in that relationship. I could just give you an example. When you do have a relationship to your parents always, you are the son of your parents, that's always a relationship. But there may be times, at least I know from my life, where the relationship, a point in times where the relationship is sleeping. I personally did not think about my parents for 15 years when I was in Krishna consciousness, because my mind was totally somewhere else. I was a monk and I was thinking about now only where I become old and sentimental. Gefühlsbetont. I don't mean sentimental is a bad word in ISKCON. I don't mean it's a bad word. Now where I become more old, thoughtful, and I really know I don't want to make mistakes in relationships any longer. I want to give my best, although I'm not very good in it. But whatever I can do, I'm prepared to do. The relationship is awake very much. My mother is very happy. My father is very amazed. I celebrated birthday and they were almost crying in ecstasy when I preached to them, you know. It was very, but not birthday, Christmas time. Who was there with us? Two devotees were also there with us. Ishan and I believe Ganga Mayi was there. And we, so then it was active. So no one falls out of an active relationship. We all fall out of a relationship, but an active relationship. Now Bhaktivinoda Thakur tries to give us an tries in the sense of he makes it as understandable as it can be made. He said, we come when our relationship is not active. We come into a state where it is dormant and where it is where we are not full of chit. We move into a realm where not all the spiritual knowledge is with us. And we are not at this moment in the pleasure of rasa, of an active relationship. And then we look pleasure for pleasure. And since we have turned already away from our active relationship, we will look for selfish pleasure. This is a model to explain the unexplainable. It's little model. I could talk many, many more things. But I must tell you and my audience very honestly, being the person I am, I've read all the books, I've done all the discussions, I've discussed hard, I have discussed soft, I have discussed full of doubts, I have discussed full of challenge, I have done all the available modes of finding out truth, reading, discussing, challenging, testing, probing, which I can do. And my conclusion is, I will not try to understand the unexplainable any longer. I will just respect it. Yes, I fell into the world. Now I want to get out of it. This is really my faith, and I can... But I know there's a great discussion about this. I have a very nice little book from a philosopher in Iskon whom I very much respect, because he knows so much of our background, who explains it in a way which satisfied me. If you want, I could give this to you and you could read it for yourself. But as far as I'm concerned, see, this is philosophical models. They try to help us, but there may be persons who have another thought structure, and then you need to take into account the thoughts and the doubts which this group of people have with that explanation. And then sometimes you're never ending your life if you want to explain this in a philosophical way. So Prabhupada's statement about this, he spoke about this. He has given even a little article, How the Soul Fell. I can also produce this article to you, and so on. But Prabhupada's ultimate conclusion is, don't try to understand the unexplainable. Because you would need a different brain to know what happened when you were in a different state, you know, Hare Krishna. Vinay. Yeah. This is the last question for today. I will very briefly answer. I came with a different understanding of Gaura Leela to Kanai Natashala than when I left. I somehow thought that now I'm going to a place of Lord Gauranga and everything will be super easy. I just need to sit down and boom, everything comes into my heart. This is what I thought. It's the abode of mercy. Vrindavan is very difficult. And can I not assure, we will just be there. I think we all saw it. Our Gaura Hari also. This is what we learned. He's the most merciful, unconditionally merciful. We all went, boom. Okay, it took a few. Then when we came, there was 3 days of rainstorm, which I've never seen such a rainstorm. Do you remember? We could not get our cloth dry. It was so damp. It really rained. But really rained. I've never seen such rain. It was as if an inexhaustible bucket of water fell on us. It was just so... Then I started already, oops, this will be an intense month. It starts already, the way it starts. And it was mystical. The moment we came, it was good weather all the time. It just went like, cold, wet, wet. I've never been so wet in my life. You know, he went into the bed and it was wet. And I was almost feeling I was swimming in my bed. You know, it was really wet. I mean, really wet. You have never seen wetness like this. How will I survive? I will know. No, soon I will be sick. I will be covered with many, many itching sores. And I will... Krishna, no romantic situation. Okay, but I had faith. I'm here. And, no problem. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna. Then the real thing came. When you chant for a prolonged amount of time, you can actually not chant so long if you do not have taste in the chanting. Your body will ache for sitting so long. It will give you a lot of pain. And what will give you more pain is your mind, which feels neglected and unengaged. And it will start to go all over the universe. And here you are chanting. And you can't chant unconcentrated rounds when you do it the whole day. It just does not work. Maybe for one day you can torture yourself. But then a scenario will develop like we saw when this Bhakta Joe, or what was his name? Had punished his mind. You remember, he was all beaten up, and it, and then you will faint after some time. It can be almost dangerous, you know. So I came into this phase which I was never before. Dry chanting, the mind going really into areas which I'm too embarrassed to relate in public. You know, material life, in other words. And then I came to the point that I thought, yeah. Then I developed protest against Krishna. I said, Krishna, I came to worship you here, and is this your result? You do not accept my service? You do not accept me? I was full of protest. Then I said, oh, that's also not good. Then I started to pray like anything. But all I heard is, oh, Gauranga, here's another one who wants everything very cheaply. In other words, mercy was withheld. Then I came into states of desperation where I just needed to lock the door that no one saw me in that state. It was very tough. But I had faith, rocks of faith, that if you ever living entity just becomes humble and loses his pride that he is someone special and just says, my Lord, I've noticed I'm the most fallen. It's clear now to me, there is no illusion. But please allow me to engage in your devotional service. And then... point just went away, and then I could go on, and then the chanting started. The japa retreat started. Hard work. How to overcome it? I mean, when I think of it, I start to sweat and to shake. I never want to experience this again. Most probably at another time in the spiral it will come again. I just have faith by Prabhupada's mercy that Krishna is a loving Lord, and that Prabhupada, that I have a very glorious guidance. Prabhupada, I just have this faith. And next time when it comes, I know what I will do. I will not be so stubborn. I will read more. I will say, okay, I have to go through this phase, and now I give my mind a little bit reading, so that it's not so some interesting, you know, Chaitanya Bhagavad, something with this, and then. But I know this will only be like a little plitz, little thing. I know the Lord wants to pray. The Lord, when He hears that you sincerely want to make advancement, He well, make sure that you arrive at the plane from where advancement is possible, and that is utmost humility. Good. Hare Krishna, we were just thinking of you, Tridasha Roy, and you have come to give pleasure to our eyes. Hare Krishna, you have cooked, I suppose. Yes. So we have finished now our discussion. Thank you very much. And I wish you all the best. And yes, I will be here just for your information up till, we are not yet sure, maybe Saturday when we go to Heidelberg. We have a Sunday feast in Heidelberg, and I thought it might be, we have to see. I will be available, and I wanted to give one program where I wanted to say thank you to the Goloka Dhammis in the Karuna Bhavan. I wanted to give them some presents because they are the community in which I live, and they it was really nice. Also, ihr habt mir sehr viel Freude gemacht, Govavavini. Aber ich wusste nicht, dass du, da muss man noch mit zwei Händen spielen. Ich dachte aber, du kannst doch nur Bass, habe ich gedacht. Klavier, ist das Klavier, oder? Unglaublich. Was kannst du denn noch alles? Also, das, ich wusste das gar nicht. Es ist doch sehr schwierig mit zwei, da muss doch eine unglaubliche Koordination da sein. Unglaublich. Und dennoch so ein zeitgemäßes Stück auch, ne? Sehr, sehr gut. Gut. Vielleicht sollte man das, das müsste man, glaube ich, schon planen. Das können wir, Sadanandi, du kannst es ja dann bekannt geben. Ich glaube, Freitag wäre gut. Freitagabend, was denkst du, Gurbhavini? Wenn dann kann man sich einrichten. Das ist, glaube ich, gut. Freitagabend, denke ich. Warum schedulen wir das nicht für Freitagabend im Karuna Bhavan? Oh, da muss ich aber die Geschenke alle aufeinander stapeln, dass jeder Platz hat. Ich würde sagen, vielleicht diesmal nicht so spät, 18 Uhr würde ich sagen, dass man nicht, dass man auch noch rechtzeitig nach Hause kommt. Es können natürlich auch andere kommen, die hier, also ich will das nicht so, aber dann sind meistens nur noch Goloka Dhammis da. Yes. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Sisi Gonitai ki jai, Gaur Premanandi Hari Hari Bo.